Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Dhruv 64, a milestone in India's semiconductor revolution. The participants are Prasoon Sharma, IT expert, and Lalima Neja Dang, anchor.
India attained another milestone recently by getting its first homegrown 1 GHz microprocessor, Dhruv 64, by CDAC. CDAC, that is Center for Advanced Computing. How would it impact Indian economy and can it be a real game changer? Well, for more on this, we are joined by Mr. Prasoon Sharma, our technology expert of the day. Welcome, Mr. Sharma, to Akashvani Studio.
Namaskar and thanks for having me.
Prasoonji, is Dhruv 64 really going to be a game changer for the Indian industry? I'm asking this because we've had Indian-made processors like Shakti, made in 2018 by IIT Madras, Ajit by IIT Mumbai in 2018, Vikram in 2025 made by ISRO. So how does Dhruv 64 have an edge over all these processors?
The game changer is the attitude of the current government. The way they are handling this and with the importance they are handling this is very, very critical, not only for India, but whole chip ecosystem globally, because everybody is facing challenges creating a chip ecosystem within global arena as well as for the individual countries also, because there is a heavy dependency of one country. And this particular chip, Dhruva chip, which you mentioned, is based on open source RISC-V. So that also gives an opportunity, without giving any license fee, we can develop our own chips, which in a general layman term, it's a brain for any or every machine we are using. Like right now, if we are using a recorder or a laptop, it all has a brain called chip or a microprocessor.
All right. Well, as you said, it's the attitude of the government. Indeed, when pandemic came and shook the world out of gear, India sensed an opportunity and we started manufacturing and exporting PPE kits. We also had a lot of delays of cars and other technological items post-pandemic because there was a short supply of semiconductor chips. Now, India consumes around 20% of all the microprocessors manufactured globally. Are we geared for this kind of manufacturing where we can consume also and we can export also? Or is it too much of an ambition to think of exporting microprocessors? How would you see?
I see it's a pure evolving of a new industry, and it's not just one or two initiative. It's a whole gamut of initiatives which are interconnected, like India's semiconductor mission, which is providing around 1.6 lakh crore of fund for semiconductor ecosystems, and they are inviting global players also. Secondly, for our in-house startups, there was a program called Chips to Startups program, and that has been implemented or initiated around 113 institutions pan India, and there are many startups who are like designing it, are contributing to this particular ecosystem. And then we also have the Design Link incentive scheme also for integrated circuits, chip systems, and any ecosystem related to chip manufacturing and designing also. And as you said, globally India is a house of around 20% of chip design talent. We are already doing this for big names. Our engineers are there designing their chips. And now what we are trying to do is we are bringing other supply chain stakeholders also. Previously, we were just designing and these chips were manufacturing or assembled outside of India. But with this initiative and the whole ecosystem development from the government, whether it's India Semiconductor Missions, Digital India, RISC-V program, Chips to Startup program, Design Link incentive schemes, this has created a whole ecosystem for this semiconductor industry, which will, as you rightly said, will fuel our other industries also, because whether it's a mobile phone, you have a chip in this, whether you are using home appliances like TV or your refrigerator, your washing machine, they all have inbuilt microprocessors, which helps them to decide. And that is what we are, internal or domestic consumption is huge. So whosoever, whether it's our own startup or the semiconductor manufacturers are coming to India, their target is first domestic market of India, which is growing rapidly, and then global market.
Semiconductor chips is such an industry, Prasoonji, that the incubation period is long because, as I understand, the kind of environment that is required, they say not a particle of dust should be around when it's being manufactured, and it requires a lot of precision. And as you mentioned, that there are design-linked incentives provided by the government. We have startup system, which an ecosystem which encourages people or our students to think on this. How do you see this shaping up in future? Because probably 5-6 states have already started the manufacturing. And how much time does it take for a company or a unit to actually start manufacturing the microprocessor chip?
If you see, in past, it used to take around a decade to establish this whole ecosystem of semiconductor manufacturing because it's a long supply chain and there are multiple stakeholder dependencies. But our current government's initiative, if you see the speed, they have like shortened the period to at least 2 to 3 years, and we have started giving first lot of chips to our market players already. Uh-huh. And you rightly said about some special cases where there should be no dust particle, and the hygiene is very, very critical. So not only in India, we have on-ground support, but this can also link to our space capabilities because India is with the best quality, the cheapest space solution providers, where these semiconductors companies who are looking to establish such kind of facilities in space can also utilize India's space sector also. So this is an add-on advantage. So there are multiple benefits for our chip manufacturers, whether it's our own startups or global chip manufacturers.
Yes, indeed. Cost effectiveness is our USP. How we sent the rocket to Mars at such a cheap cost, it's really amazing. And also, do you think it will give a fillip to our defense exports? Because microprocessors are used in plenty, especially nowadays, in a different scenario when technology has advanced so much that defense systems are using microprocessors a lot. So do you think this can give a fillip to the exports in the defense sector, which is, and defense sector is a central or core of our Atmanirbhar Bharat mission? How do you see that?
Yes, very, very important and critical sector, and which is heavily dependent on semiconductors, whether it's a warfare where you are using drones. And I think in a few of our operations, we have successfully showcased our capabilities in this, specifically Sindoor operation.
Right.
So our drones were there, and most of the hardwares were homemade, domestically indigenous technology. So that will give big boost for our warfare. Even for, you know, information sharing, whether if you want to have advanced radar systems which can process information very fast and, you know, give predictive analysis for this, there also you'll be needing chips. So before anything happened, we can be ready and our defense system would be on alert. So all this happens because of enhanced communication and also data processing. So all these things dependent on integrated circuits, chips. And the new foray in warfare is autonomous systems,
yes.
Whether like you just program a drone or you also program a missile system, which just hit the target as very precisely as you gave a command to them. All this thing happens because of these multiple chipsets, integrated circuits. And when we have this home build, it will give us a tremendous support, or I would say strength, to our warfare, to our army, and to our security. And secondly, to our export, because trade for war-related equipments or warfare is mainly based on trust. So nations who trust more India's capability and soft power, and they know or they rely on India as a reliable partner. And most of the countries, they see India as a neutral or a partner which is globally acceptable. Mm-hmm. But they will not hand twist them when they really need such kind of support, maybe in case of war or some internal issues. So this will give mega boost for our export in defense related ecosystem, whether it's offensive defense or attacking defense, both sides.
Yes, indeed. You talked about Operation Sindoor. The success of Operation Sindoor actually has boosted our morale because extreme precision was required. And as you mentioned, most of the hardware was indigenously made in India. And that has actually boosted our morale. Prasoonji, what has been the role of MeITY? MeITY is the short form of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in the semiconductor initiatives, especially in policy making, in policy support, in funding.
So they are like, I would say, nurturer of this whole ecosystem. MeITY is an ecosystem which is providing, like, we also run a startup. We got grants from them, not only grants, you can also apply for patents and you can do a feasibility analysis of your patent globally so that you know whatever you are building, it's like of world class global standards. Not only they give you initial funding or grant, they also connect you the real users. So they create a whole ecosystem for that and they are enablers, like a big mentor in the whole ecosystem, providing resources, providing technology experts, providing institutions, and like some rare access, like India is, I think, the only country which did a public procurement of GPUs and are providing on a very nominal prices to their startups, their MSMEs. So these kind of exclusive resources are provided by MeITY, which enables our startups or domestic players who are working or who are eager to work in semiconductors or defense related ecosystem. So I think MeITY is a backbone for this whole ecosystem structuring and then enabling this whole structure to deliver this not only for country's benefit, but for benefit of whole global semiconductor ecosystem.
Undoubtedly, we have created an ecosystem where we are encouraging innovation and, of course, self-reliance. When we talk about Dhruv 64, Prasoonji, how does it reduce reliance on imported chips and takes us a step closer to Atmanirbhar Bharat?
If you see, for even for our daily routine, whether we are using some electronics in our kitchen, to our daily commute, whether you are using your car, to our border forces where they are using radars or drone, every aspect of electronics supply chain need microprocessors. And almost 100% of that we were importing in past. Now we have our own Dhruv 64 and other related chipsets which we are developing. This will contribute to Atmanirbhar Bharat in a true sense, because we were heavily relying on external forces for this particular very critical aspect, whether it's economy or whether it's our security or even for our common information processing also, whether our broadcasting system. So this mission is not only critical for our economy, but also for our internal security also. And these aspect of creating our own semiconductor or microprocessors gives an edge and self-reliance. This also gives our leadership leverage to take strong decisions like we did in Sindoor, because we have our inbuilt capabilities and we know that if we need more or we need more precisions, we can develop our own. Otherwise, if we are dependent on third party, then we are dependent on even on our capabilities, or we have to request some, even for customization, we are dependent on their technology. And this is a new Bharat, and these kind of initiatives are building base for Bharat as a global power with a big, strong base of technology, innovation and self-reliance.
So we can say that Dhruv 64, being India's first fully indigenous 1 gigahertz 64-bit dual-core microprocessor developed by CDAC, will be a great game changer for our country. Thank you very much, Prasoonji, for talking to us. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You are listening to a discussion on Dhruv 64, a milestone in India's semiconductor revolution. The participants were Prasoon Sharma, IT expert, and Lalima Nejadang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talks.